Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Eagles Call Podcast, episode 30, featuring myself, Massive Forehead, and my good friend, Jack the Walshy, aka the only Assassin's Creed YouTuber left. How's it going,
my good friend? Haven't uploaded in 2 months, Joe.
That is true.
I hate to say it, I'm not the only AC YouTuber left.
There's no more.
No, you've uploaded more AC videos than me this year, which is to say one. But still...
Yeah,
that's a sad sentence.
I wouldn't call it an achievement necessarily, but I'm doing
good videos still.
Not gonna lie, I'm fucking knackered right now, but it is where it is. We move on, we push through, and we do the Eagles call. Even though the entire reason we didn't do it last week is because we were both knackered after the past cast, but that's fine, man. It's okay.
Oh, past cast.
We'll keep going.
You talk about that.
We will definitely talk about that in a little bit. Okay. Episode 30. We've done it. I think it is episode 30. Yeah. We've reached this
the Eagles
semi-milestone.
Cool podcast based around like leaked Valhalla gameplay lasted more than 3 weeks.
I know.
I can't believe it's
crazy. Actually a massive surprise, to be honest. Because that's... I feel like when you get to 30, it's like properly established, you know? Like, it's a thing now.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Eagles Call podcast is a thing. It's not just something we do on occasion.
Yeah, do you remember when we were figuring out how often we'd do these? And we were thinking like 2 weeks or like... Well, it has been 2 weeks now. Yeah. Or like a month.
It's kind of cool. I quite like the weekly format. It means like... They're relatively... Just reminiscing real quick. Like, the podcasts aren't always, you know, 2.5-3 hours long. And I feel like, even though there definitely is a market for massively long podcasts, there's also like... A lot of people don't have 3 hours to listen to a podcast, you know? A lot of people are just... on a half-hour train journey or a 45-minute bus journey or whatever, and they just need a quick little fix of Assassin's Creed. So like an hour and a half, 2 hours, I think is a solid time, and I think having the weekly format has helped with that a lot, because it doesn't mean we have to cover every single thing that's happened on Earth over 14 days, you know? So, yeah. That was a random tangent there. But speaking of podcasts that definitely weren't under 2 hours. Yeah, the past cast came out on Thursday.
Yeah,
on
that
the
was
Four Pillars
longer than 2 hours.
Network channel. That went on way longer than I expected, to be honest. That was ridiculous. But a great time.
Yeah.
A great time talking.
It's coming
about.
every other Wednesday. We'll have a past
Thursday.
And then
how is your like mind calendar so off?
No,
because so
every week is just homogenous. Every day just fucking mashes together.
True.
I don't have any bearing over time anymore.
Yeah.
This is why I need to go back to AC YouTube and get an actual schedule.
Yeah, I get you, because it does feel like every day is the same. But yeah, so the new pack, the past cast, episode 1 on Red Dead Redemption and Westerns as a whole, which we definitely talked about.
I liked it.
I absolutely loved it. If you want to go check it out, it's on the Four Pillars Network channel. Also on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Spotify, and I'm guessing Apple Podcasts. So make sure to check it out. It was a good one. We went in depth on one of the best games of all time, and it gave it gave us both an excuse to replay said game. So good times all around. Speaking of gaming, and speaking of replaying old games, a new trend has popped up in the community. Now, we've spoken about this a fair few times over the past, you know, 6 to 8 months.
We've only just started.
And
that is
Assassin's Creed speedruns. Because the first four Assassin's Creed games, for all their merits, are fairly short. And as narrative single-player games go, they are pretty well-built for speedrunning, especially... the first game. So we were obviously talking like back in like August, September, we were mentioning like we should speed run the first four games. You know, you should do two, I should do Brotherhood, etc., etc. And then James, as you all know, Lasers, started speedrunning Assassin's Creed 1, I think 3 weeks ago. And that's kind of like created this surge in a want for Assassin's Creed speedruns. Now, on speedrun.com, the AC1 world record recently got beaten only 2 weeks ago, which I'm guessing was inspired by James, what James was doing.
Yeah, and Ector Tutus was held. Yeah. That sounds made up, that's the guy's name. He was held for like three years.
Ector Tutu's an Assassin's Creed speedrunning legend. He did all the games back in, I think, 2016, 17. He got the world record on all the games, and most of those world records have lasted for the last 3 years.
He beat Valhalla. It was either him or Cynicism. Yeah. Those are the two big ones.
Yeah.
Beat Valhalla in 11 hours.
I'm choking on my coffee, but also, what the fuck? I mean...
That's mad.
I mean, skipping all the cutscenes, I guess, but, like, that's still ridiculous.
Yeah, that's does that mad. Include the epilogue? I wouldn't dare but try that.
Nah, even if it does include the epilogue, you still have another, what, 12? So... That's insane.
Mm.
But yeah, the AC speedrunning community is kind of seen a revival. obviously, other people like Leo K have done it in the past. So you have started speedrunning Assassin's Creed 2. Is that right, Jack? The Walsh?
Yeah, I've done 4 attempts. My first one...
Oh, already?
Jeez. Not 4 ones. My first one, I got like... Because the cutscenes aren't skippable, yeah. I was watching like the record from Cynicism,
right.
Like as I was like playing through, and I was at like sequence 8 or the end of 7,
mm-hmm.
and he was like a whole 50 minutes ahead of me, and I was like, "Fuck, jeez. No, I can't do this." Yeah. And then,
but to be fair, he's on PC, you're on Xbox, so
yeah, it's just like by the time I got to the end of it, that would have been like an hour and a half or some shit.
Yeah,
he was ahead of me, and it would be like, oh,
well, the problem with Assassin's Creed 2 is that there's no console run like at all so far, so there's nothing that you can compare yourself against right now.
Yeah, no, it's just because it's all in the same category.
Yeah,
I'd like it'd be cool to do a sub 8. That one could have been a sub 8, maybe.
You might be able to talk to one of the mods on the website and see if they can create a console category. Because, I mean, if this is a thing that's going to start happening, you know, people get involved in the speedrunning community, they start speedrunning, especially the old games, like,
yeah,
this could be a real thing. And most people have solid PCs that could run, you know, a 10, 11, 12-year-old game.
Yeah, I mean, I could run it, it's just a matter of learning parkour and combat, I guess.
It's just, like, out of convenience, a console section might be helpful, so, Ector Tutu, if you're listening to this, add a console section on the website, please.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I've done 4 of those. I did that first one, and then I did 3 last night, where like I started the game once,
mm-hmm.
And then it was literally 2 minutes in, because when you start the game, and you know when you have that cutscene with Lucy and she tells you to get into the Animus, for some reason you need to like move to get into the Animus, and I lost like 3 seconds of time right at the start, and I was like, fuck, run's dead,
start again.
And then there was like a bunch of...
I don't think with a game that long you can let those seconds get to you, at least this early
on. Nah, it's just because it was right at the start.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
It was like, oh, fuck it.
That makes sense.
Then I had some frame issues, and then last night I had a really fucking good start, right, where like... I had basically no parkour fuck-ups. I'd done them on day as quickly as I could. And then the game just fucking crashed.
Oh, my days.
And I was what, in like, the Ezio middle collection? Of sequence. It was going really, what, yeah.
On your Xbox Series S?
No, it was PS5.
Right, okay.
What it does glitch a bit when you run through it, because, like, you know when a sequence ends?
Yeah.
And that bit pops up, like, sequence 5 complete or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes that will pop up just, like, half an hour late, which is weird.
Oh, right, okay.
But, yeah. Assassin's Creed 2. I'm not going to try any of the others until I get, like... I don't want to just be okay at all of them.
Yeah.
I want to get maybe, like, a sub-7 speedrun or something.
I think you could pull off... I reckon go for sub-8 real-time. First, because only two
what,
people.
What,
in-game
time?
Only two people. Nah, real time. Only two people have done sub-8 before. And they were both on PC.
Yeah. But, like, sub-8, I reckon, would take a few practices, but sub-7, I think. I don't think I could do it yet, not near, but,
I mean, doing it on the PS5 will be really helpful. But, yeah, no, so, I'm so fucking, like, because yesterday, thanks for asking.
Console world record holder, right here.
Yeah, well,
what about that?
It, Okay, there's no official category for it, but as of right now, I do technically have the world record console run for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Joe's on the website. Look at SSD.
I'm on the website, so I'm sixth all time. But for everyone who's done it on console, I'm number one. With 5 hours,
and you hold it by like 40 minutes,
12 seconds. Yeah, I was really far ahead. Like, I didn't expect it to be. I expected it to be like, I didn't think it would be much of a challenge, but it was. I was playing fairly casually the whole time until like the very end, and I banged it. So
the thing is, now you know like the fuck ups you've made.
Yeah.
And like, if you did that again, mm-hmm. like knowing where you could potentially slip up, and if you did it like off stream, you could get sub 5:30.
Yeah, no, fairly easily. Absolutely. I mean, the two things that held me back a lot were running out of money when you go to, you know, when you go to the Rosen Fury for the first time, and you have to like give a ransom.
Oh,
so I ran out of money there, so I had to go pickpocket people, and then I didn't have 4 recruits by the time I got to Sequence 7. And those were the two things that like really held me back. Like, I think I lost about 15-20 minutes from them. And then there was other smaller things that like I could have done quicker. But all round, like I'm happy with the run. I'm gonna leave it. If anyone out there wants to go try and beat it, feel free.
I reckon because someone's gonna try and snatch that off.
But the thing is, if someone snatches it, I will snatch it right back. Like, especially doing it on stream, it wasn't like. I was just having fun. And that's the thing that I'm so excited about and love about this whole thing. It's bringing these games back into the forefront of It's bringing these games back into like not mainstream popularity, but like you create this community of people who just love and replay the old games and have an excuse to replay the old games, because realistically I wanted to replay Brotherhood, but I didn't want to invest loads of time in it, and this provided the perfect opportunity for me to just replay the game and get a record in the process. So, you know, it's
That is pretty cool.
It's such a sick idea that means that us classic AC fans can have a blast and just forget about the pain that we've went through over the past 5 years.
Yeah. So, by the end of the year, right?
Yes.
What are your speedrunning plans, and where do you want to be?
Okay. So if anyone takes over the Brotherhood one, I'm gonna get it back.
They will. Someone's gonna try.
Do it. Do it. I dare you, bitch. I dare you watching this. I love you for watching. Thanks. Make sure to hit like, but also try and beat me. Try and beat me. And then
I could have it.
After James gets the console AC1 record, I'm gonna try and beat him. Might do a Revelations one at some point. Doubt I'll do a 2-1 just because you can't skip the cutscenes and that's gonna kill me. But yeah, I just want the world record for AC1 and Brotherhood, to be honest, on consoles, and I'll be good. And hopefully by the end of the year, I have enough excess income to buy a PC that's decent enough for me to play the games and stream them at the same time. I'll go for the full world records. But it seems like this has really kicked some extra life into you. Revived some love for the series for you. So what's your plans for the end of the year, speedrunning wise?
Right, well, I just want to refine AC2. I want to be able to have like a sub 7 hour run.
Yeah.
Because like, that'd be sick
on console. That'd be insane on console.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's not even too many loading screens in AC2 that like you need to go through, but you lose like 7 or 8 minutes of time. So like, if you were to go for the world record, that'd be kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, sub 7 would be quite good. So I want to get that by the end of the year. But then afterwards, there's this category on AC4.
Yeah.
And it's just called, like, you know, games will have, like, various percents?
Yeah.
Like, there's Trevor percent in GTA 5 and that. There's this one for Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it now, but there's one called, like, Havana Percent. And I'm pretty sure you just need to get to Havana.
There's a Freedom then, Cry.
And like, that's it.
Alright, okay. I can't find it either. I also just realised that one day before recording this, Ector 2-2 got the world record on Origins New Game Plus with 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, he knows we're coming for him. He knows we're going to...
Well, that's the thing, because yesterday
I would never
on stream,
do that. An Origins New Game
Aditya,
Plus run.
AKA Terrific Gamer, said that he was going to try and get the NA% New Game Plus. So Extra Tutus just stole it from him.
I don't know.
Jeez, someone did it 4 hours 39 on Nightmare. That's insane. We're, by the way, for future reference, we're becoming an Assassin's Creed speedrun podcast. That's what we are now.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the IC speedrunning news every week.
Oh, so the series is moderated by Cynicism and Hector Tutu. So you could probably just DM Cynicism on Twitter and see if he could add a console section for Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
The thing is with those lads, though, is, like, I've learned things from watching their streams. Like, there's these things called outfit warps.
Yeah.
So, like, they're only usable in, like, a select few scenarios. But, like, you know when you're... I think the memory's called Jailbird. You know when you rescue Giovanni, right?
Yeah.
And you don't rescue him, but, like, you go and see him up in his cell.
Yeah.
In ICT?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know when you jump off to the hay and, like, the camera lingers?
Yes.
If then you change your outfit to Altair, it will spawn you on the ground.
Okay.
And you're also right outside a codex page location.
Oh, that's
ideal. And it's shit like that where it's like, how the fuck did they figure these things out?
Yeah, it's just...
And it's because I'm coming in late, I can, like...
Yeah, it is those little things.
Use these things.
Exactly. You could. Well, yeah. That's the thing... With AC1 as well, like, there's so many little things that, like, you can learn from because it's already been set up. Like the William of Montferrat glitch and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we didn't have those people that came before 3 years ago, then...
The ones who came before.
Fuck's sake, you'd probably be getting, like, 10-hour runs on AC2. But no, I'm just excited. If anyone wants to get involved, like, bro, just do it. Download Live Split and just play. It's just the old games. I think BPR is going to try Assassin's Creed 3.
Because
it's
Billy.
His favorite game of all time, for some reason.
Fair play.
but yeah, no, it's just sick. It's just a sick idea, and it's just going to be a blast.
I think the Unity one is really low, because of how fucked it was at launch.
3 hours. Yeah, it's 255.
Well, no, but because of how fucked it was at launch, the world record is just this guy just fucking glitching through everything.
Oh, really?
Like, you don't even have to actually properly... Yeah, it's mad. But,
That's fucked. Oh,
would you do anything beyond Brotherhood and AC1?
Well, like I said, I might do Revelations. I think that... Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not very much for Revelations. There's also not a console section for Revelations, which is a bit annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But
I might do Rogue.
See, you could do Rogue. I think you'd bang Rogue because you'd know Rogue quite well.
Well, yeah. Look, I've played it a lot. Obviously, it's a shit game.
Like,
but, like,
I think you could get sub 5 on that on console.
Oh, Rogue, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The only problem with Rogue is that you have to, like, make sure you upgrade the shit ship that you have. Before you reach
the
battle.
So long as you have, like, heavy shot, you're pretty much okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think you could pull off Rogue. There are some other games I kind of want to have a shot at. Like, I'm just really into speedrunning right now, eh? So I'm thinking of, like, expanding out to other games, namely one of my favorite games of all time, Pokemon Platinum.
How long would that be?
I'm not sure how long it would be. But there's these things that the Chefs was talking about on the True Gamer when we were on it, called Nuzlocks. And it's got, like, a really long list of rules, but it's like you play through the Pokemon games doing these certain things, and there's another version of that called Sleeplocks, where you have to follow those rules, play the game, and finish it all in one sitting without sleeping. So, like, I want to get into that type of thing because it's just, I don't know, it just seems like so much fun, eh?
Yeah.
The
cool.
World record speed run for Pokemon Platinum Glitchless is 3 hours 40.
Okay, that's not too bad.
And the world record with glitches is 243. So I reckon with a lot of practice, you know, I might be able to pull that off.
Yeah. But like when are you going to try AC1, like, for the first time?
I'm going to start it this week. I'm going to start practicing this week.
Yeah.
I'll probably do my first attempt in, like, the end of March, I'm thinking.
Really?
I think I'll do my first attempt. But it's different with Brotherhood. It's different from Brotherhood. I'm, like, actually I'm actually trying with AC1. Whereas with Brotherhood, I was just, oh, I'm just going to jump on and play it and see how I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't actually that focused, whereas, like, with AC1, I actually want to try. Like, I'll do a lot of runs. I'll do, like, one proper run a month. And keep practicing right in between, you know?
Yeah, cool. I've been running AC2 nightly, and once we're done with this and I've edited this video, yes, you heard me right, a video from me, crazy, I'm going to go back into AC2.
Let's go. You should stream your practices, man.
I will want some back into the swing of content. I just think it'd be weird to, like, have me first thing coming back be an AC. And the thing is as well, my walls are fucking paper thin. So, like, me next door neighbours will hear every word I say. And I always stream at night.
Okay.
Because part of the reason I wanted to speedrun was because I just wanted something to do in, like, sleepless nights.
That's fair. That makes sense.
And so I always start at, like, 10.
Right.
You know.
Right. Fair enough. Good show.
But that would be I could just whisper at it.
You could try. Yeah, that would be a bit weird, but Walsh ASMR.
Yeah.
It's what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already made one video of that, which I've still...
No, I've not.
I've done the politeness of not sharing, but...
That doesn't exist. But yeah, videos, content.
Content. That's you're the one who, you're the one jumping back on the train.
You have an exciting video coming, don't you?
I have plenty of good videos coming, and you'll see them when they do.
How much of that do you want to share?
Well, my next video, I'll just say it right now, it's about Red Dead 3 and why it shouldn't happen. And it's a little bit of a video essay, and Ethan already did a video on it, but I think I have some more to say. So, yeah.
And the thumbnail is fucking sick.
The thumbnail, I think, is also quite nice. That's going to do bits. I think, I personally, for someone who's used Photoshop like 3 times, I think it's okay.
Way better than my first thumbnails, you know?
Well, I wasn't like, comparing. But fair enough.
No, I'm just saying, like, have you seen Assassin's Creed Ragnarok Modern Day Theory, where it's just Otso Berg stood in front of some, like, Viking concept art? Yeah.
That is very epic.
But yeah, I've got a video coming tomorrow. As it'll be fucking out.
Yeah.
Once you watch this, and only when you watch this, go to the Walsh YouTube channel and watch Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Will I ever become a Viking?
Tell you what, I'm going to release this Wednesday. I'll release it earlier, so that as soon as it ends, your video drops. You know, we'll time it. We'll time it.
You're
we'll time
a fucking
it up.
Genius.
We'll time it up.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's master marketing right there.
Speaking of Valhalla, River Raids.
Oh, yeah, they exist.
You put the topic on the list.
I did put the topic on
the
list.
I know
you
want another Assassin's Creed rant.
Have you played them?
We all do. No.
Have you played Valhalla 1 since you finished it?
Yeah, because I got some footage for this video I was doing, but now I'm not doing.
Oh, yeah,
But, like, nah, the thing is, I'm not just going to play things because they're Assassin's Creed or because it's content if I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here and do, top 5 best locations to find foreign objects or whatever the fuck it is. Because I don't care. I don't enjoy them. It's not made for me.
Are you at the point
and
where...
so I don't want to, you know...
Are you at the point where you're just done, like, with Valhalla? You're not going to make a review or anything?
Well, nah, because when I do a review, I think what it'll be is it'll be... I don't know.
I think you should make a rant.
Because in terms of content...
I think a rant would be pretty epic from you.
It's too... Well, the thing is, I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't like the game, but I can at least appreciate that, like, the devs did a lot of things they didn't, like, need. And I did before, but now it's at a point where, like, okay, I'm glad we got a few good things. I don't like the game, but hey, the codex pages are cool.
Very epic.
Fuck it. You know?
Very epic. But I'll be back, Arsenal Limbs, save AC.
Yeah, there's like a few videos I want to do. I'll do this one. I'll do trailer analysis videos for the fucking DLC. No, because those are fun. I love theories. I'm excited for the DLC.
Speculation is actually quite a blast.
Yeah, I'll do those, and then after those come out, I'll do DLC predictions and also things I want to see for both of those. That's four. And then I think that's it. Like, what I'll do in a few years is I might do, like, a look back on the RPG trilogy.
Okay.
I could never just review Valhalla now, just as a review, because it'd be a bit sort of obsolete at this point.
Okay.
Because where I'm at now is I'm still going to do content on Assassin's Creed, but it's just going to be about the things that I like.
That, you know? See, that's...
And the things that I'm actually interested in.
That is... Exactly. That's ideal. And that's why... I don't mean to keep going on about it, but that's why... That's another reason... That's the reason I'm so hyped for the whole speedrunning thing. Because it gives us an opportunity to talk about the games that we actually like, you know?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of ideas. I'm going to do videos on, like, the lives of each assassin. I've had one about Edward.
Oh, Edward, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have one about Edward, like, half written for a while now.
Yeah.
I'll do one for every assassin, and then I'm going to go through the books. I'm going to do lore things. I'm going to read through every single comic.
Let's go.
I'm going to go back through the film. We're going to review every game at a point.
We should,
there's so much to be done.
We should do an online film watch along.
Oh, no, because the...
What?
It's...
You've been desyncing in the Animus, bro.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Bit of... I can't... Doesn't matter.
What?
River Rides. Joe, yes. Do you like River Rides?
They do exist. They do exist in the game. Well, I've played Valhalla one time since I finished the story, and it was when I streamed... What was it called? Like, Open World Adventures or something, where I was going to 100% the game 2 months ago, so you can guess where that went. I've not turned on the game since that moment. And then the River Raids dropped, and I was like, oh, maybe there's a reason to pick up the game. No. I just didn't do it. There was nothing on that day that I wanted to do less than plug in my Xbox, turn on Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and do more Viking shit. There was nothing I wanted to do less than that.
Yeah.
I think at the time, like, when they dropped, we were replaying Red Dead 1 for the podcast, and I was like, hey, look at these options. Look at these options I have. You have Red Dead Redemption 1, right? Or Assassin's Creed Valhalla River Raids. So all I do know about them is what Ethan said in his review. Because as far as I know, he is the only human being to play them. Because he was forced to, because it's his job. But it's not content. Two, it doesn't count as free content. Three, it's shit and lazy and boring and just a symptom of a bigger problem with Ubisoft. The fact that when it comes to anything that you don't have to pay for, they don't care. They won't give it the resources that it should deserve or need. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's fact.
Have you seen what they are? Because I thought these were going to be like something different. I thought they were going to be like a switch up. It's literally just more of the raids from the main game in different locations. They took the worst... They took the second worst gameplay part of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and they just put it in different locations. And empty, vapid, pointless locations that have no purpose outside of these raids. It's abysmal. It's actually fucking... It's a little bit disrespectful to call that a free update or free content. Because that comes across as if it is something. That's like it's not quite the same as Unity giving out Dead Kings for free. You know, it's not quite the same.
Yeah, I suppose that's different though. But like, I think free DLC is a step in the right direction. But as you say, they've not put effort into it because it's free.
Yeah, it's not even DLC. But, it's just content for the sake of content.
Yeah, I feel the problem with it is, from what I've seen, it's not like regular raids where each monastery might have some sort of quirk to it or different way to approach it.
Yeah.
Where it is just copy and paste and the the type of thing that takes like minimal time to make, you know?
Yeah, the equivalent I had in my head from what I've seen of it is, imagine if Assassin's Creed 2 released, and then Ubisoft announced that they were releasing a free update, free new content, and it was the beat-up missions. That's the equivalent of what it is, you know? That's the equivalent of what it is. It's
fucking dumb.
It's a major yikes. Major yikes. My ass is so
that's
sweaty.
Another video I've got going through all the Assassin's Creed leaks and rumors. That'll be fun.
What, like throughout history or for AC 2021?
Oh, no, just this year. Because there's three big ones.
Yeah.
There's a big one on the DLC. And there's also Assassin's Creed Champion. You see that?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Another shitty code name. What was the syndicate one? Comet. That was the worst. Comet.
Oh,
Comet
was Rogue, wasn't it?
That was the worst. That was the worst. that was the worst code name.
I don't know why they fucking called it. That was weird.
But yeah, I think what would be funny is going through all the leaks, because pretty much every single AC game ever got leaked like a year in advance.
It's fucking purposeful, isn't it?
I think at this point it's purposeful, yeah. I think at this point they do.
Yeah, it's...
Because it is really... It is free advertising.
Well, yeah, because think how much, like, when there was a proper AC YouTube community, think how much, like, hype Empire built up for Origins, and how many people that got, like, on board, you know?
Yeah, like, I think companies will leak things now, because if something gets leaked... people are more likely to talk about something if it gets leaked, you know? It's like, if something's quote-unquote, illegal is not the right word, but like, if something's not meant to be out and then it is, and you're like, that's
forbidden fruit.
Exactly, that's
well,
what
maybe
that,
that's not the right word.
Nah, that's kind of where I'm going with it. Which I think is why pretty much every single game you see get released gets leaked. Every single year, so.
Yeah. I still think the most mental leak is the fucking Naughty Dog one from last
year.
That's
one that I think was actually real, because that was ridiculous.
Yeah. Of course, but that's the most mental leak I've seen of a game. Isn't like the Resident Evil 8 script on the internet?
I wouldn't be surprised. But I think
I'm sure there's some big leak about that game.
Even with that, it's different, because like The Last of Us is... you know, 95% built on its story, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, and the entire script gets leaked. It just completely undermines...
That's fucking unprecedented, though.
Basically undermines
it. Wasn't
the
even like it was just unimportant cutscenes.
Yeah.
It was like...
The plot. The entire thing.
It was big things. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But, and didn't the same thing happen with Cyberpunk? But... no one cared because Cyberpunk was shit.
Yeah, and the game was broken, and they were like, guys, don't worry, it's only the current gen version of the game. If only the current gen version of the game is broken, that bodes well. And also, it's fine to sell a broken game to current gen, because, you know, who would expect a game to work if they've paid $60 for it? But it's on the last gen. That's a fucking stupid mindset.
Yeah, exactly. If you're playing it on the last gen, then what do you expect?
That's so dumb. If you pay $60 for a game, you should expect it to work. If they sold it on the fucking PS2, you still couldn't blame the consumer for that. You know?
Exactly.
It's fucking dumb. It's been months, but that still makes me so annoyed.
Yeah, it's... well, hopefully it's not going to happen again after that. Because you have things like Unity and other games that have, like, even Skyrim released fairly broken, but that obviously recovered massively. But, like, Cyberpunk was so, notorious, so high profile, that I think it's probably had a knock-on effect on other publishers to be much less likely to rush their games. Because, like, that's crumbled everything. That's crumbled CD Projekt Red's entire reputation. They had one of, if not the best reputation in the entirety of the gaming industry, and it was completely ruined with one release.
And it reinforces that Rockstar are like, no one comes close. It's just nobody.
Yeah, it's Sorry, I'm a little bit. Okay, so I've just been scrolling through Twitter, right? I know this is completely off topic and this is a complete swerve from what we were talking about. But as we're recording this podcast, it appears that KSI LegitABT is being cancelled.
Wait, what? What the fuck is going on?
KSI and Fundy? I don't know who Fundy is.
Fundy's a Minecraft YouTuber. He's with Draymond.
So Fundy and KSI are apparently getting cancelled because...
If it's all so Fundy, though, it'll be like Teen Girls. It won't really be so, KSI. Or they sort
yeah,
of
so they were doing... So I think they were doing like some... You know those games that are basically like Pictionary, but it's online?
Yeah, right, like party games.
I think they were doing games along those lines, yeah. And they were doing like... So Fundy said, legalize unconsensual sexual intercourse and the drugs will make her forget. I think it's like a game where you have to make... It's like Cards Against Humanity online. And then KSI said, I'm fluent in hustling, conversational, in sucking... Fuck a stupid bitch. I need a T word.
So is this just like Cards Against Humanity?
I need a transgender fucking. Wasn't transgender. I'm the smartest in the world. Okay. Yikes.
Wait, so are they just playing fucking Cards Against Humanity?
From what I've seen, I know the game that the Sidemen are playing. It's like a rap battle where you have to make the people laugh.
Oh, and then I've seen that,
I'm pretty sure Fundy was doing the same thing. So it's basically Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Playing Jackbox. That's what the game's called.
Oh, yeah, 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 right.
What the fuck? Because I saw it trending and it just took me so off guard. Because people are unironically... Like, KSI got banned from Eurogamer for sexual harassment 8 years ago. And you're cancelling him for saying fuck a stupid bitch.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's so funny. To be fair,
no, but it's because of Fundy's audience is like he has a Minecraft YouTuber audience.
Yeah,
and I mean like modern Minecraft YouTuber audience. But if it was just him on his own, he would have probably gotten backlash. But like, not to the same extent.
Yeah, I think it's because that's kind of what it seems like. Because KSI said plenty of shit throughout the 10 years that would get him cancelled, but I think it's because they were streaming together, and like
of all the things they cancel them for is shit music or just fucking anything else, not this.
Nah, his music isn't shit anymore, it's just bad.
Yes it is.
It's not
oh, it's not shit, it's just bad. What does that mean?
It's just subpar, you know,
so it is shit. Yeah.
Nah, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's commercially successful, so, you know.
Yeah, but, like, you're doing a Ubisoft fan thing where you're like, oh, well, this thing can't be bad. Look how much money it made some executive somewhere. You know?
I get what you're saying, but still. Also, I can't tell if this is real, but some people are saying that KSI and PewDiePie have been banned from uploading for a week. Twitter, I need to close Twitter. Twitter's a fucking cesspit.
Twitter is a cancer on all of our lives.
It'd
be better without it.
Just because it's happening right now, if it was like a legitimate thing, I figured we should talk about it, but fuck that. It's clearly just, you know, K-pop.
If they have, though, that is huge.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to have a massive impact on KSI's career, you know? It's not like he makes, you know, like $4,000 a day purely
for YouTube. No. I'm saying it's huge in the sense that YouTube can just say, right, you can't upload for a week for two of their biggest creators.
Yeah, true.
That's what I mean.
It is. I mean, I guess it's a good thing, though, because it means that the rules apply to everyone, even though the rules are still massively inconsistent.
Yeah, this is my problem. I can't say that. I love Susan. Yeah. Sujin Wojcicki.
Susan, we love you. Keep my CPM so high, and, you know, I'll...
Your CPM is weirdly high. That's...
I think it's just because like I don't have enough of
Susan's
a following.
Susan's got favoritism.
I don't have enough of a following for YouTube to realize how many pedophile jokes we've made on this podcast.
Oh, isn't she French as well?
Wojcicki. I don't think so.
I think
she's more
Polish,
yeah,
or
Eastern
something.
A bit more Eastern Europe there. But that was a massive tangent. Sorry about that. I just went completely off.
Speaking of fronts, didn't they, like, remove the age of consent or some shit?
No. They didn't have an age of consent in the first place. You know how we've made so many pedophile jokes about France? There's a reason why that's a thing.
Yeah,
France did not have an age of consent. And recently, there's been campaigns after a child got... Just bleep it. A child in France, and there's been campaigns and protests to establish a legal age of consent. So France, the nutty pedophiles that they are like, oh, maybe we'll make the age of consent 15. Maybe. We might make it 15. Like, I know, guys, that's going quite far. I know that's very conservative of us, but 15, yeah.
That's I'm still mad that they're harboring Roman Polanski.
It just does make complete sense, doesn't it?
But literally, most people in a poll was held, and most French people do want him extradited. Good. And the thing is, it's not like he's living in a hovel. He's 89 now, and he made The Fucking Pianist in 2002. He's ancient by now. But like, have you seen the fucking Ghost from 2010? He does huge films with Pierce Brosnan and Ewan McGregor.
I can't say I have, no.
Oh, it's pretty good. Ewan McGregor has to write
made a film last
like
year.
The memoirs of. Yeah, I know. And he went across the Swiss border, and they tried to do him there, but like, I think they arrested him for a bit, but like, he's fucking France. There's a reason why I've always hated France.
It is actually insane that you can be a quote-unquote first world country in the EU and be a major player in the UN as well, and just not have an age of consent. And then when you're pressured to make one, make it 15. Like, fuck France, man. Fuck France.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb.
I mean, currently they're going with the if her age is on the clock model, and I don't think that's a very good political system.
No, it's not. It's fucking... Yeah.
That's wild. France. Shout out to the Marquis de Sade. Also, shout out to Roman Polanski for making Chinatown, but also he's a paedophile, so I don't care.
Yeah, Chinatown's so fucking good.
Chinatown do be the best noir film.
I almost forgave him when I watched Chinatown. But yeah.
Yeah, like, he had 4 terabytes of child porn on his computer, but, he made good film.
He actually, the shit he did wasn't even just, like, bad. It's fucking awful. No. Because his case has, like, intrigued me for, like, 2 years. And he's... Because that's the thing. Is he denied this public appearance the other year?
Yeah.
And he was like...
Jesus Christ. I didn't realise how much he did. Fucking hell.
Yeah. I fucking know. Roman Polanski, just a mad nonce.
Yeah, I thought he just... Jesus. I thought he just, like, had sex with underage people.
No, it's...
Jesus Christ. I'm not going to read that out because I don't want to have to bleep it. This is an uncensored podcast. We don't conform to YouTube
liberal standards. No, we don't.
Exactly, Jeff.
Pedro Pascal is Joel.
Pedro Pascal. Sorry, we were just talking. I don't know why I said that. That wasn't funny. Pedro.
Pedro Pascal. We can't do this, man.
Pedro Pascal.
You get done for fucking slander.
I know. Pedro Pascal has been cast as Joe Miller in an upcoming Last of Us TV show that doesn't need to exist. Or is it film?
It's a TV show on HBO. And Liana Mormont, I follow her on Twitter, I forget her name, is playing Ellie.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it? Do you care?
No.
It's just like, why? Why? Who is this for? Because the people who love the games have the story of the games. And like, if they're trying to expand to a wider audience, I don't know. It's strange.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking...
Personally, I would have rather they cast Mahershala Ali as Joe instead of Pedro Pascal. I think I would have really
fit. Don't start this fight again, because you will have...
It's not a fight. People will get very angry at me, won't they? For saying that I don't think Mahershala Ali should play Joel Miller.
Yeah. I don't think anyone should play him.
If it helps, I also...
Troy Baker
if it helps,
in the last two video games.
I also don't think Devin Bostic should have played Ezio. It has nothing to do with race. It's just the fact that they just don't embody the characters.
He's also just quite skinny in Lineage. He doesn't look like him.
Yeah,
everyone
so
else looks like their character because they're based off the Lineage actors.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
But then Ezio's just... Well, surely they could have just gotten... Because he doesn't have any lines in Lineage. I don't get why they didn't just get the model that they based the guy off. You know, the French-Spanish model or whatever it was. He's fit.
Yeah.
He is fit as fuck. Right. I'm just going to be honest. He is so fit.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen him? Have you seen the... it's so weird to see him in real life.
I've seen the guy for Desmond.
He looks exactly like Desmond, and it's so strange.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Zack Snyder Justice League.
Oh, you are you're railing through these topics right now.
I'm too tired for segues.
You're not even trying today. Zack Snyder's Justice League is a thing that is happening.
It's, okay, it's coming out in like 3 weeks, isn't it?
Need to try. Is it coming out that soon?
Yeah, do you want to do a Discord watch along of Zack Snyder's Justice League?
As long as I don't have to get HBO Max.
No, I'll just get it on 1, 2, 3 movies, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, Zack Snyder's Justice League is probably going to be better than the original, but it's still probably going to be dog shit. Because
Zack Snyder, on one hand, he's like, this is the Batman movie with swears and Batman will kill people. But also, 2016 fucking Joker gangweed meme, right?
Does
kids?
He actually say we live in a society? Is that a real line in the trailer?
Yes.
Because I've obviously not watched the trailer, because it's a Zack
Snyder film. To the end of the trailer, he says, like, we live in a society gap where, like, honor doesn't exist or some shit.
I wish he just said we live in a society and nothing else. That would have been ideal. That would have embodied...
Yeah, trended on Twitter for, like, a day afterwards.
That would have embodied everything about Zack Snyder's direction of the DCEU. Just Jared.
Yeah, we do live in a society.
Jared Leto wearing Jesus Christ cosplay, saying we live in a society, would have been ideal.
How have we all just forgotten that Jared Leto had a cult?
That was
a real thing.
That was a real thing that happened. He had a cult of middle-aged women. It's also hilarious that they've made the Joker Jesus, because, you know, Zack Snyder. Do I need to say any more?
Oh, right.
Zack Snyder makes every character in all of his films have some kind of Jesus metaphor in them. Whether it's the classic is Clark Kent he's being told about, like, how he has to sacrifice for the people, and there's literally a stained glass window of Jesus Christ on the cross behind him. It's so funny.
Oh, fuck's sake.
very subtle cinematography there, right there, Zach. You're a genius of filmmaking. You have so much nuance. Honestly, why? Like, I'm happy that he's getting his film back. He's just not a good director, though, is he?
I've not seen many Zack Snyder films.
You can make when an argument. Like, 300's okay, right? 300, I think, is his last good film, and that came out, what, 2001? Nah, surely later than that. Anyway, but, like, Watchmen is an abomination of the source material. Obviously, Man of Steel is, in my opinion, a terrible characterization of Superman. Batman v Superman is just bad. Justice League is one of the worst films ever made. It's like... he just keeps getting chance after chance after chance. And I just...
What's going to happen when the Snyder Cut is actually shit?
Everyone's just going to defend it. Everyone, like, all the Snyder cultists are just going to defend it regardless. They're going to be like, oh no, it's really deep, guys. Look, he did a symbolism. He did a theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, 300, good. Like, Sucker Punch? Fucking... Like, he's not made anything good other than 300. He's just not.
Yeah.
And Justice League 2 has a poster. Is that official? Or is that because it says
it's Justice League 2 being announced?
I don't think so, but it says it in his filmography and it has a poster, but I think it's it's a concept poster, but it just officially comes up on Google.
That's fucking weird.
That is weird. Yeah.
Zack Snyder's shit, if you guys didn't know.
He's not too great. I mean, I am interested to see how they integrate Jared Leto's Joker in. But I don't have any optimism. I think he'll at least be better than the Joker we got in Suicide Squad.
Yeah. That doesn't say much, though.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to hurt you.
Really, really bad.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What's he doing? Like, what's he actually going to do?
Do you remember those trailers? How much everyone thought just... Because that was the thing. I hired, like, a separate fucking... A trailer company.
Yeah, because
to do the trailers.
Because the trailers did so well, they recut the film with the help of the trailer company.
Yeah, right.
Because they thought the film wasn't like bombastic enough to match up to the trailers, and that's why when you watch the film, it's such a clusterfuck, and like there's no coherent like what's the word. I don't even know what the word is. But there's just no consistency to it. And also, I think the first 24 minutes straight have a licensed song in the background. They just keep switching from licensed song to licensed song the first 24 minutes.
It's so fucking weird.
It's abysmal.
Zack Snyder, not very good.
True, very true. Sorry, Eddie, we apologize. Just kidding, we don't.
I don't.
The thing is, I wish they could just make a good film with Superman in it. I love Superman. And there's so much
Man of Steel was alright.
There's so much it's not that, is it?
I haven't seen it since I watched it in the cinema when I was 9.
It has
but
cool
when I did
action.
Watch it, I thought it was cool.
But also, Clark Kent's dad tells him to kill kids.
Wait, what?
Do you not remember?
I remember that bit.
No.
When he gets the bus and he's maybe you shouldn't have done that.
So when he grabs the bus and then Pa Kent says, maybe you shouldn't have done that. And Clark's just like, what, should I have just let all those small school children die? And his dad's just like, maybe. That's such a mischaracterization in every way of Pa Kent. They wanted to make the DCEU dark and gritty and edgy after the Dark Knight trilogy, and it just... Superman... It's just the antithesis of what a Superman film should be. You know? Like... Having Superman as a character is an opportunity to be way too over camp, over the top, you know, Raimi-esque or Schumacher-esque, or the original what's his name films, like the 77 film or 78 or whatever it is. Like, it's an opportunity to just go over the top and be ridiculous and have your audience have a heightened sense of disbelief. Like, sure, with Batman, you can do dark and gritty, but Superman doesn't fit that because that's not what Superman's about. And his powers just look even more stupid when they're put in a dark, gritty, realistic setting, you know? So, frustrates me.
Yeah.
Frustrates me heavily.
Yeah.
Moving on swiftly.
Stadia's dead.
You are knackered, aren't you? Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. Since you usually just do the segues.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
All right.
So you're just used to
Stadia.
What happened with Stadia? You want to explain this? Because I haven't.
They laid off a bunch of their, like, I think their first party. Let me fucking look this up. This happened like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Did we not talk about this? That they just fucked off all their first party studios.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they praise like their work internally. And you know, right. Jade Raymond?
Yeah.
Because she works
queen.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, she retweeted some article that was like talking about how they had like praised them internally and they just fucked them all off and how weird that was.
Yikes.
And so I don't know if she's with them anymore. Hopefully she'll come back to Ubisoft and say Assassin's Creed.
That'd be lovely.
That'd be cool.
Doubt it. Considering all the allegations that came out about Ubisoft over the past year and a half, but you know,
yeah, she could do better than Ubisoft. That's the thing, is whenever Ubisoft, as someone that's genuinely like, obviously there's a bunch of talented people there, but whenever there's like a great, you know, director or fucking writer there, to an extent you feel like, oh, they could do better than Ubisoft.
Yeah, I mean, except from Patrice Desilets, who just made Monkey Game instead.
Patrice, have you seen the interviews he did with Luma?
Well, ages ago. I don't think so.
Yeah. He was talking about, like, when Odyssey was coming out. He said to Patrice some shit like, oh, well, have you played any of the new games? And he said that, like, he just started playing AC3.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't do it because it was, like... Well, that's the thing, is because imagine how painful that'd be when, like, you have this big passion project that's became huge, right? And you have it's your child. And then... fucking Alex Hutchinson makes AC3.
That would be heartbreaking, wouldn't it? That would be just fucking heartbreaking. Oh my god. I mean, at least he never even opened Odyssey. I think that would have truly broke him.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah. Patrice Desilets was just a visionary when it came to AC. And it was just like, I mean, as we've seen, he's not done much after it, but it was clear that if he had kept with the brand, then he was going to do something great.
Yeah, I think Ubisoft was so stupid it was, like, only a matter of time before there was some rift, but, like...
Yeah, it was just because they wanted to keep the series going forever, and he didn't. He wanted to end it, so...
Yeah, but at least we got three masterpieces out of him.
True.
That's fucking cool.
Good times. Yeah. I mean, depressing times, but good times. But yeah, Jade Raymond, go to some... I mean, what good game publishers are there anymore? Rockstar, that's it. Like, what, CD Projekt Red, down the drain. Bethesda's on the down low.
Naughty Dog.
On the downswing. Yeah, go to Naughty Dog or Sony Santa Monica. Just go somewhere.
Did you see the Nintendo Direct the other day?
Oh, fuck, has that already happened? It's February, why is there...
Well, it's their first in nearly 2 years.
Okay.
And they said...
So one would imagine that they have a lot to talk about, right?
You would imagine so. They said, guys, no Mario Kart 9, but Mario Golf.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Golf.
I want Mario Kart 9, Joe. I don't care about Mario Golf.
They're going for golf. That's what they're going for, huh?
They've done golf games before and like tennis games and that.
Yeah,
but I've never loved those. They're just very sort of okay.
But like, yeah, and after 2 years, you'd maybe assume that might have something better. I'm watching it now. Why is Mario just running through New York?
What is that, Mario Odyssey?
Must be. I don't play the Mario game.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
15 years, so.
I can't wait for the next 3D Mario game. It's going to be so good.
I want another 2D Mario game. I miss 2D games. 2D platformers slap.
Yeah, like, no, but, like, new Super Mario Brothers should stay dead.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just... Like, the one on the DS was good, but every new Super Mario Brothers game afterwards...
Oh, there's
just
been more.
It's just retreading the same old steps. Yes, there's like four. There's the one on the DS, the one on the Wii, New Super Mario Bros. 2 on 3DS, then the Wii U one, then there was a DLC for that, they re-released it on the Switch, and each game, they're just retreading the same things.
Right.
Whereas like with 3D Mario, each one has its own sort of identity.
Okay,
you know,
that makes sense.
Where you go from 64 to Sunshine to Galaxy, and then to fucking Odyssey. But like,
I'd rather just a 2D platform, like a
boring.
New 2D platformer. Don't just remake.
Yeah, if you can do something new with it, then great. But
like
I don't
Paper
want
Mario.
Another new Super Mario Brothers.
Actually, I never played Paper Mario. I have no idea what it even is. But like, just go somewhere new, go in a new direction.
Do Mario Galaxy again. That's the only time where it's okay to do the same thing. Do Mario Galaxy 3.
So what else came in this Nintendo Direct then?
They announced Splatoon 3.
Oh, let's go. That's what
and then
we're
I think that's
for.
It.
Oh, so no Breath of the Wild sequel, no fucking Pokemon game.
Oh, they're fucking remastering Skyward Sword.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Zelda, Skyward Sword.
Oh, right, okay.
They said we have no news for 2007 for the Wii.
Oh, right.
So they said that'll be cool, but like it is, it isn't really a remaster at all.
Did they show it?
Yeah, we've seen screenshots and it looks the fucking same.
Oh wait, is that it? Oh yikes. That doesn't look that's not a remaster, but you know that's what? Just a port. But anyway.
Yeah. I don't really care for directs anymore. But I can't wait for E3 2021.
Yes. That was a good transition. Let's go. You got the segue done.
Yeah. E3 2021.
Yeah. It's happening. It's confirmed.
I don't want to do a digital. I'm glad E3 is a thing again, because it sucked when everyone went in their own direction when they said, we're going to do Ubisoft Forward at Summer Game Fest.
And it's like, you just want it
all in one place.
Yeah, when there was 20 different gaming conferences, all that had, like, they all had one thing to show and 45 minutes of filler in between.
Yeah. E3, though, I'm glad that's fucking back.
Yeah, E3. It is going to be digital, which kind of sucks. But it also, because, you know, the best thing about E3 is the abhorrent amount of cringe. And I feel like if they're doing it digitally, there's a lot more potential for cringe. I feel like they could fuck a lot of things
up. I like
it
when the crowd's there, though, and you can just feel the awkwardness in the room.
Yeah, true.
And then that goes for, like, reactions to trailers and shit.
I suppose.
Where it feels like you also sense of community around it.
Yeah, I get you. And you also can't get, what's his name? Fucking Nintendo CEO. What was the old Nintendo CEO's name? Not Reggie, the other guy.
Reggie Fizer, mate. He was Nintendo of America.
Nah, Miyamoto. You can't get Miyamoto dancing on stage with, like,
Wii remote.
When he was playing violin with the Wii remote. That was brilliant.
Do you remember when he came out with Eve to do Mario and Rabbids?
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
I just forget that Rabbids is a thing. That's still going. Raving Rabbids. Because that was massive in, like, 2010. That was actually huge.
Yeah, it was never my thing.
Me neither, but it was, like, that was kind of like the icon of Ubisoft for a year or so.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it went from, like, Rayman to the Rabbids.
Yeah.
Rayman was sick as well.
I never played it that much.
It was just a solid side scroller. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was another, like, Sonic Mario ripoff, and an attempt to get an epic, iconic mascot. But they were still pretty good games, most of them. It is actually video game mascots are such a weird concept now. Remember when every company was trying to get a video game mascot? Like, Sony had Spyro and fucking just every single dev studio had one. Sonic, Mario, Nathan Drake.
Everyone needed their own fucking. That was cool though. I like that. Do you remember Buzz? It was like a game show on the PS3.
Not off the top of my head.
That was a weird side.
Wait. Maybe I do remember Buzz. Is this about to open up a bunch of men? Oh my god! Bro, it unlocked a little door in my memories, and that is. Oh my god. That is such a throwback. That was so fun. When you had that. You had that weird remote where you had to, like. It was like a proper game show.
Yeah.
That was so fun. I loved Buzz. That's so weird. I just had no idea. Like, you know those things from your childhood that you never remember until you see them again? Mm-hmm. Jeez, that's... What a time. 2005. Strange time to be alive.
Yeah. I didn't even remember being alive in 2005. I was one.
You baby.
Oh, what? And you, Joe, you're like 9 months older than me.
Nah,
shut
I was
up.
Three in 2005. No disrespect.
Do you know your first memory?
Not off the top of my head.
No.
I don't know my first memory. But I do know the first game that I remember playing, which is one of our many Discord topics over
Discord
on
questions.
The next Discord.
Yeah.
And my first, the first game I ever played was Lego Star Wars on the PS2. The original Lego Star Wars.
How old
the best Lego Star Wars. I was, you know, 3, 4, 5, around those ages. The best Lego Star Wars is the version of the episode 1 through 3. That is the best version of Lego Star Wars, and no one can debate me on that.
Not complete saga.
Well, yes, but like the first three episodes are still the best part of the complete saga.
Oh yeah, especially Mustafar, when fucking either Anakin or Obi, and you've got that mission where you're like running toward
Bro, I remember also the Geonosis mission in Attack of the Clones. You know when you have to like fly.
That was better in Clone Wars though, the prologue of Clone Wars.
You know when you have to fly through Geonosis and you have to like take down the big round ships.
Yeah.
I spent hours on that as a kid because I didn't know where I was meant to be firing. Because I don't know whether I couldn't see what I was meant to be firing or what, or I was just an idiot. But I would just shoot the big orbs for as long as I could. I would just shoot in a straight line. I had no idea that you had to go round and like take down like little I don't know what they were, like antennas. But
I know the purpose.
Yeah, Lego Star Wars PS2, good times. Also, Spyro on the PS2, I had that early on. Those are the main two ones that I remember. And then I got an Xbox 360 and played Assassin's Creed. That was like my Assassin's Creed was like the first proper game I played. That makes sense.
Like
AAA, and also that was the first game that I kind of knew, like. I can remember it well, and I can remember playing through it. Whereas like Lego Star Wars and Spyro, I just kind of like I was a really small kid, and I would just play like flashing colors type thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then my parents sold my PS2 for $15, £15 at a car boot sale. Tragically, makes me sad.
That happened to me as well. My dad sold it to fucking GameStation.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was really pissed off when I was, like, 6.
Makes me... Because now... I swear now they go for, like, quite a fair bit, because it's hard to get your hands on one.
Yeah, I bought another one a few years ago, because I just wanted to play some Sonic Heroes.
That was a good show. Bro, there's one going for $1,000. A PS2 silver going for $1,000. Still in the box.
Oh, silver. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But, I missed the PS2, man. PS2 is probably my second favorite controller of all time. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Ranking controllers. But now, what was the first game you remember playing then?
Well, this is boring, but like I don't actually know.
Okay.
There's like ballparks I can go with. So like one of the first games I remember playing was Hitman Blood Money.
Ooh.
On like the PS2. I was playing through it with like me dad. And I remember it's that first mission where you smash the guy's head up against the gate. Was one of my first ones. I grew up on like Mario, and because I had a PS2, so I played like Sonic Heroes, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh yeah.
I like all that shit on there because I got it off my cousin.
Okay.
He gave it to me and my dad when I was like probably even too young to play it when I was like 2 or 3. So it was just always there.
Yeah.
Mario Galaxy. Fuck me.
Dub.
That could be it.
Didn't that come out in 2009?
2007.
Oh, that's fair enough then.
Mario Galaxy.
Because you are a very young boy, as we all know.
You're nine months younger than you, man.
You're a baby.
There's no difference.
You're a child.
But yeah, right. For the next 6 months. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I genuinely... Those are a few ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of the same, like... I have vague ideas. Like, I don't remember the first time I actually sat down and played a game. I do remember the first time I sat down and played Assassin's Creed, but... Yeah. Yeah, so that's solid, solid first topic. Moving on. Past that one.
wait, yeah, there's...
Oh, yeah. Link Auditory, the platypus... asks thoughts on video game features and mechanics being patented, like minigames and loading screens,
like,
and recently Nemesis system from the Middle Earth games. So you're not a fan, I'm guessing.
No, it's fucking terrible. You limit people's creativity so much, especially when it's something like as vague as, well, not vague, but you could say a bunch of things are like the Nemesis system.
Yeah.
So like, Odyssey was obviously inspired by that with the way they handled like mercenaries and shit.
Yeah.
But I just don't like devs having less options.
But they're patenting the actual systems. Like, as far as I know, they're patenting like the game systems themselves. It's not they're not just patenting the concept of a Nemesis system.
Wait, but who's just going to copy their system straight up?
I'm guessing some people have done it because, I mean, yeah, it's patented.
So surely it's more like vague than that then.
You know what? I'm actually okay with it. I think it's fair enough. I think it's like anything else. It's like a piece of technology, you know? You know, devs put in hundreds of hours of hard work and dedication. If they create something so incredible that it's going to be copied over and over again, like say the free flow system as well, or even Eagle Vision. I mean, Eagle Vision was shit, but every game copied it, you know. So I think things like it's fair enough if you want to patent them. Other studios can still use them. They just need to pay a little bit, you know. So I
don't like the idea of like a dev sitting down, you know, coming up with the idea for a game and then saying, oh, well, we can't do this because someone else did something similar, or we can't do that because we'll get fucking sued.
But they could just pay for it as well.
They could do, yeah. But, like, people, you know, are less likely to want to pay for things.
It limits the, like, say there's, like, a AA game or an indie game. It does limit the creativity there. Like, if someone just wants to...
Well, yeah, this is what I mean. Because for, like, a studio like Ubisoft... But then again, studios like Ubisoft are so, like, you know, fucking stingy with money.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're not... I just think it's a bad... I think it's fucking... Yeah. I don't like
it. Fair enough. I just look at it the same way, like, engines get patented as well. Like, I you know.
Yeah, engines is a different thing.
I'm relatively okay with it. Mini games though, not so much. I think like mini games on loading screens and things like that. It's like, do you really need to? Like, I think that type of thing should be limited to major game features that are 100% original. You know, like the Nemesis system, for example. Because if you get to a point where, like, you know, some random combat system is getting patented, it's like every single game mechanic will be patented. And then no one will be able to create anything new, you know? If that makes sense. No one will be able to derive inspiration. So I think it should be done scarcely, but I think specifically for the Nemesis system, I think it's fair enough. Because that system was brilliant. And also, I'd imagine, pretty tough to create, so. Yeah. Weird, though. Yeah, right. Just weird that it happened. I never expected that to happen. But it's the same as anything. Everything will eventually get patented and, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. I think that's fucking dumb.
People got to make their money.
Epic Alaric says, thoughts on the Origins/Odyssey Discovery Tour. Did you play it? Would you like it for Valhalla? Do you prefer the database? Joe, Discovery Tour.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great idea. I absolutely adore the Origins and Odyssey Discovery Tour. I think it's the best part of Odyssey. And it's one of the better parts of Origins, thanks to the fact that the world is so beautifully handcrafted. I mean, it's basically like it's like the natural evolution of what the database is. It's not being carried over to Valhalla, right?
I think they announced it with the DLC.
Okay. Because, I think, like, the database was great for its time, and, like, the little videos with Sean and stuff like that, it was really interesting to learn more about the world and learn more about Renaissance Italy and learn about all these things. So having that, but now interactive within the world, I think was a great idea on Ubisoft's part.
Yeah.
It did add a lot to the experience of Origins for me. Because Origins world, just I adore it. It's like the perfect recreation of ancient Egypt. Discovery Tour, A+. Moving on.
Yeah, I reckon. Oh, yeah. What?
Now you got it.
See, I reckon they should have that, but then also the databases. I think they should have both, where, like...
Fair enough.
I don't think you should have to go into, like, a whole other mode to just, like, you know, look at one building or something.
I'd probably agree.
But, like, as well, it's... I think it's cool that the databases can have more, like, fictional stuff, like, about all these fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm tired. Yeah. But, and then for the Discovery Tour to be, like, the real history. And then AC to have more, like, the alternate shit.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. I think having the database there as well is ideal.
Yeah.
But the Discovery Tour on top of that just adds layers to a series that is leaning more and more into the, you know, historical aspect as opposed to the you know, whatever you want to call it, the quote-unquote real history of the Assassin Templars that hasn't been explored in 5 years. We don't need to complain about Assassin's Creed anymore. We've done it enough. Moving on.
Yeah.
Poo Poo Man. I'm making a video on that. Move on. Brandon G says, if an LA Noire remake was ever to happen, what changes / improvements would you want to see the most? Also, are there any things that don't require changes and should stay the same? Jack, you're the LA Noire expert here. You made Dripping with Style. I think this is your terrain.
Fuck. Well, like, facial animations need... Because Rockstar's facial animations now... no, I know they're iconic, but, like, in LA Noire, there's ones that look goofy.
Yeah.
And some are really, like, telling where it's like, oh, okay, well, they're fucking lying. But, like, Rockstar now are capable of so much more ambiguity.
Yeah.
And, like, their facial animations in Red Dead 2 are fucking insane. So if they did, like, a full remake, overhaul that, I reckon...
Yeah.
Make shooting better, because the gunplay in LA Noire fucking sucks in, like, the rare, you know, those few times you need to use it. And then also for, like, interrogations, even when they added, like, what was it, fucking good cop bad cop in the remaster, it's still so vague, and you don't know whether Colt is about to, like, scream his head off just give someone, like, a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, it's like he calls doesn't he call a little girl, like, a whore or something? This is a 13-year-old girl. It's like, your dad killed your mom. Oh, you slag.
Yeah.
The facial animations, though, I don't know if you can do that, because you'd have to remake it all from the ground up, because the... Well,
yeah, this is what, like, I'm talking about an ideal remake.
What's the system called that they built it on?
I don't know.
LA Noire... facial animation technology. I've forgotten what it's called now. It was the... don't know. Anyway, facial motion scan, that was it. Motion scan. Where they got 32 cameras, they surrounded the people, and then they created a video which they imprinted onto the bodies. That's never been done in any other game before. The technology essentially doesn't exist anymore. So, unless for some reason you were going to just, like, Rockstar were going to put all their resources into rebuilding that for a modern engine, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the soul of LA Noire would be lost if you got rid of that motion scan technology, because it's such a big part of... It's such a big part of what makes it unique, you know? And that's what the interrogations were built on.
I get that it's unique how they made it, but it looks bad a lot of the time.
See, I don't know.
Have you not seen that video of the guy on his porch?
Yeah, but that's... I know. But, like, you can upgrade... I'd rather they upgraded it than got rid of it.
I think they need to rehaul it, because what's there a lot of the time is just bad.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather they use that system, but, you know, up to par with modern technology. But... Yeah. If they didn't do that, then I just wouldn't want the game remade. Because I wouldn't want it with just, like, fucking Red Dead 2's facial animations. I don't care how good they look.
Mm-hmm.
It's the soul of the game. But that's just me, because I'm an LA Noire purist at heart. But honestly, I wouldn't like an LA Noire remake. I think the game's just good enough as it is, you know?
Yeah, it's a very good game.
Yeah, and it's, like... I can't think of anything that I think that I would... that I feel would be needed, you know? Like,
yeah.
Or they're gonna add some side content. It's like, okay, but that's not really the point. I feel like there's risk. You can run the risk of losing a lot of the game's soul if you remade it and try to make it like a proper Rockstar game.
Yeah, I agree. It shouldn't be. It should be its own thing and shouldn't follow any formula. That's facts.
Moving on to the most important question. The man Hamid, aka the best mod of the year, asks, just a quick question, when will Walshy stop being a bitch and watch WandaVision? Now Jack, this is a question for you.
When I get a sub 7 AC2 speed run time, then I'll watch WandaVision, which means never.
Do it. Why not? I don't understand. Give it a chance.
No, I'm sure it's... I just don't care.
You watched... please. I want to talk about it.
Everyone else on the planet has seen it, so just talk to them about it.
No, I know, but like, it's just good. I just want you to experience it and fall back.
It's become a personality trait at this point, where if I do watch WandaVision, I'd lose a part of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
It's like
the answer to that, Hamid, is never.
It's like the Australian with Daredevil. It's like you'll just continue to refuse forever.
Yeah, and also Better Call Saul.
And the more people ask,
have you guys seen Better Call Saul?
The more people ask, the less likely you're going to do it, which makes me very, very sad.
Yeah, and also I just keep seeing memes on Twitter where I'm like, this isn't funny. Well, that's just I know they're memes.
But that's because they're MCU fans. That's because they're MCU fans making memes.
I know, and they put me off it to an extent.
Film Twitter and
they shouldn't,
Twitter.
But they do.
It's just so fucking normie. Yeah, just don't make memes about something that doesn't. People try and make a meme out of everything. It's like that Bernie Sanders one earlier this year. It made me physically ill seeing that all the time on my timeline. It was so.
It's a guy sat on a chair.
Yeah, it was so excessively unfunny, and it was just a bunch of white millennials, like posting this shit fucking. Oh, look, it's a quirky politician. Who's wearing gloves? Haha, isn't that so funny? It's like, shut the fuck up. You know what's funny? Markiplier's face, edited onto Lord Farquaad, deep fried with the letter E plastered over it. That's funny. That's comedy. Putting Bernie Sanders in The Last Supper is not funny. It's lazy, it's uninspired, it's unoriginal, and it's very, very millennial. And I hate it.
2016-17 was the best year for memes.
Just 2016 through 19, I'd say. 2018 had a lot of bangers.
Nah, but then you have some... Do you remember, like, oh, they did surgery on a grape? Do you remember that meme?
That was solid. That was a banger.
That wasn't good. And then there was the one about, like, everyone was drinking bleach, and that was, like, a meme for a bit.
Oh, Tide Pods, that sucked.
Yeah, fucking, yeah.
But like
funny.
2018, it had Ricardo Milos, so you know you've kind of got to give it some credit.
I didn't find that funny. Soon as 2017 ended, there's just no good memes.
You didn't find Ricardo funny?
No, I feel like such a buzzkill because I've not watched WandaVision.
Oh, my heart.
I don't.
My heart.
Yeah. We Are Number One Ricardo. Was the last good meme. Do you remember how many of those there were?
That was brilliant as well, especially since you know the impact it had.
Yeah,
because he raised ridiculous amounts for how much did he really raise for cancer?
Stefan Kjellkjell.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah. I mean, not shout out. Rest R.I.P. Shout out was the wrong phrase there.
I'm sure he really needs that job. I'm sure his family will watch the Eagles cool and appreciate that one. Yeah.
Shout out to his family. fuck's sake. But no, that was a lovely meme. And, you know, a lovely man as well. what the fuck am I saying? I'm backtracking.
Do you remember Behind the Meme?
Moth was good. Moth and Lamp were brilliant. That was like 2019.
Those fucking... The one that I hate is the one with the cat at the table. Where it's the woman shouting.
Yeah. That's another millennial. That's become a millennial one.
There was this guy. His name was Hell Yeah Nick. And he used to review... Do you remember in 2017, Anthony Fantano had a meme review channel called That Is The Planet. That was so fucking good.
No, I don't remember.
That was how I found out about him.
Fantony Antano?
Yeah. Fantano.
Fantony Antano. Bald egg.
And there's this guy called Hell Yeah Nick.
Yeah.
And he did like a similar thing in that time. Burger King Foot Lettuce was fine.
Foot Lettuce was brilliant. Full lettuce was brilliant.
Steamed hams was great.
TikTok runs a lot of memes now into the mod as well. Like, they just drive them into the ground to the point where they're just not funny.
Yeah.
Because people are so obsessed with, like, getting clout now that they just go way over the top with everything and it just loses its humor, you know? Like, when it's some dumb kids, you know, living in their basement, living in a basement, just making shitty, like, edits, it's kind of funny. But then, like, some verified 42-year-old journalist will post, like, you know, a fucking... we'll say damn Daniel in the street, and it's like, can you just kill yourself? For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't say anyone's name there.
Or that eloquently could get me. Put, well done.
Yeah. Another banger was Logan Paul's apology video.
Yeah.
Memes have kind of died since COVID, though, as well. I feel like everyone's lost a lot of inspiration.
They just aren't funny.
It's just, like,
the most funny memes now are the ones that are, like, self-aware, and I hate to say it, out of the mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, bad Reddit posts aren't even memes, but they're the things on the internet that make me laugh the most.
No, yeah, you are right. It's not like, there's not been a consistent meme trend for a while, and I think that is because everything, like, I feel like the internet's attention span has gotten even shorter, and we're at the point now where it's like a meme can only last like 5 days before it's just dead, because everyone will immediately post some quirky variation of it. It's like, can you just not?
Yeah.
Oh. And the whole, you know,
do you remember Vine compilations, but meme compilations?
Yeah.
There was that guy called Emmy Socket, and every week he'd have a new meme compilation.
And Jinx Reload would probably react to it.
Do you remember fucking Cowbelly? And he would do, like, every day, starting in, like, 2017. He would just have a compilation of memes, and each one got hundreds of thousands of views.
I remember him. And then he did Comment Awards. He was
making stupid money.
Comment Awards and stuff. That was when, like, Grande and that also blew up.
Yeah, I found about that out about them with the We Are Number One and that.
Yeah, Cowbelly just posted, just dog shit, and it all got... he's a mil subs from posting, like, 12-second shit posts. Shit post memes, I think, are the best.
Yeah.
Like, remember the microwave? It was just the noise of a microwave, really loud. That had me fucking creasing. It was... just look up microwave meme. It's just a microwave, like, just making a lot of noise.
Right.
It's random equals funny, and I just fucking love it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll send you one. You can watch it after the podcast. No, watch it now. Actually, I'll put it up. I'll edit it in.
Okay. I'll
send you it on Discord.
Okay, right. Where are you sending this to me?
I've sent you it on Discord.
Okay. What type of girl are you, Michael?
I'll edit it in right now.
Right, I'm gonna watch it. Is it going to be a jump scare? The Swag Asian. Okay, alright.
It's just... my fucking ears. It's just microwave. I love it. I love it.
But there was another funny microwave meme, but it was a text meme.
I remember Nigella Lawson said microwave. I can't think of any other microwave memes.
I'll find that for you after the podcast. Anyway.
good old days of memes. Memes have lost a lot of their... maybe it's just because we've grown up, eh? A little bit. Not too much.
Nah, because I can still look back at a lot of these memes and giggle. But, like... no, they're just shit. I don't like them.
Yeah, and so many of them are, like... so many meme accounts on, like, Instagram and that are just posting viral tweets.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing I hate, where someone on TikTok will, like, stand in front of someone else's tweet.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
And they'll get a million likes.
That's so annoying. It actually pissed me off so much. But also, just viral tweets in general just piss me off, because they usually don't deserve it. like
clout and they're usually stolen.
It's just, well, that is true. The, you know, the one that's like, if you ever feel stupid, Captain America tried to choke a robot, and everyone posted.
Oh yeah,
it's been posted like 100,000 times in the last year.
Yeah, it's on a fucking rotation.
Yeah, and they always go. There's so many. Yeah, like I still see memes. No, I still see tweets come up now that I saw back in like 2018, 2017, and they, like you said, they are just on rotation. Like they'll just keep popping up and somehow keep getting likes.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. Vine. Internet sucks. People need to stop glorifying Vine.
True. Very
Vine
true.
Vine wasn't good.
Vine sucked. Vine was absolutely... Nah, I mean, Vine did produce one great video. It was King Batch's Big Spoon. His comically large spoon.
Yeah.
That was the one good thing good that meme. Came from Vine. That and Cody
Breaking Cole. Bad memes are really funny.
Oh, just the one where he gets shot. That's always ideal.
I can't Spoiler. Watch fucking Ozymandias anymore. I can't watch it anymore because I just associate Bryan Cranston with his mouth open with all these stupid fucking memes. It's ruined the best show of all time.
Second best show of all time. Don't forget about WandaVision.
I'm gonna werewolf and go wild.
Oh, any no. second werewolf now. And go wild. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm both at once.
It's over for us, boys. And also,
I will watch WandaVision when you watch The Sopranos.
And do I have to watch all 184 hours of it?
Well, no, there's only like 80. It's like 3 days and a bit. It's like 3 days, 12 hours.
I can give up 3 days of my life, yeah. Consecutively.
It's a fucking good show. It's the best show.
The best. Is it, though? See, you've hyped it up so much that my expectations are just far too high, and it's not going to be as good as you say it is.
No, Joe. The Rolling Stone says it's the best show of all time.
Yeah, but Rolling Stone magazine?
Not the fucking band. The band haven't came out and made some statement about The Sopranos.
Is Rolling Stone really a reputable source, though?
They're not, to be fair.
Didn't they say that Imagine Dragons had the best rock song of the 2010s?
They might. I think they gave like Day at the Races 2.5 stars, as well.
Yeah, Was it Rolling Stone or was it Billboard? 100 best songs of the 2010s. Let's go through this list. So I cut this section of the podcast for obvious reasons. We literally just went through the Rolling Stones website for like 10 minutes. Wasn't very eventful, very unentertaining, and just strange all around. So, yeah, let's just skip over that and pretend like it never happened. What a strange thing to do on a podcast.
Yeah, why have Weird we just list. Gone through Weird the Rolling list. Stones 100 favorite songs of the 2010s?
The point I'm trying to make is the Rolling Stones is a shit magazine, so their decisions on the best show of all time is pointless. Anyway, we're both...
No, but it is the best show of all time, and you're going to watch it.
Anyway, we've both reached the exhaustion point of slurring our words, despite being completely sober.
This is where I start.
So, I know, and I don't know how, because you just woke up. But,
No, it's dark outside, so obviously I haven't.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, it's not...
It's not a thing.
You didn't wake up at 5 p.m. That didn't happen. But yeah, no. So, thank you all so much for watching/listening to this episode of The Eagles Call. We'll be back next week, hopefully a bit more awake, hopefully a bit more on the ball. We'll also be back with the past cast next week, so make sure to stay tuned for that. If there's anything else you wanna let us know in the comments down below, make sure to comment. Join the Nest Discord so you can give us your topics. Shout out to Jack. Any closing statements, my good friend?
No, I don't think so. Thank you guys for watching. If you enjoyed, maybe leave a like. And if you didn't, maybe let us know why.
It's been too long since we've heard that. Speedrun Assassin's Creed. We'll see you in the next one. Much love.
Oh, boy.
Why am I so tired?